What about the boots? Did you sell?
Well, in those days, no, there weren't hardly any boots. It was bird shoes. You know, there wasn't the variety of merchandise that you see nowadays. You know, one type pants or two, and one type of jacket. Church, you know, you didn't have much choice. You had to buy. It's just there wasn't the big variety that you see now on shoes and especially men's clothing. I think there was two or three type of pants, you know, and that's all there was. You bought that or you didn't buy any.
So you were limited.
Yeah, very relevant.
Did you sell any kind of food or anything?
Yes, we sold. We had groceries.
What would you sell?
Well, you sold lard. You know, it came in big barrels. And when a barrel was almost empty, you had to go in there, you know. And get that lard out of there. Big barrels. I think they must have held about, oh, I don't know how many pounds, but it's one of those barrels that hold about 55 gallons. They were wooden barrels.
Wooden barrels? What do those barrels look like? Did they have something round them?
Yes, they had those, what do you call those metal rings that go around those barrels? I guess you have never seen those.
What do you call those rings?
I don't know what they call them.
Something like hoops.
Hoops, I think. Hoops. And they held those, it was wooden slats, you know, and they were held together. But they were pretty well built, you know. Very strong.
Did you use them for anything?
Oh yes, people use them for water after that. They used to burn at whatever lard was left in those barrels, you know, and they use them for water. Every family had one of those in the house. One or two of those in the house.
Well, you mean, did you haul the water from somewhere?
From the river. There was people who had, they had one of those barrels mounted on a special cart, you know, and they had a mule tied to it. And they go to a river and fill those up with water. And they came around the houses and sold those on that water, you know. Take it out of that barrel and put it in another with cans, you know. In the barrel you have the house.
was that a regular business at some
point? Oh yes, it's about three or four people doing that. We call them barrileros. they went to the river, you know, and they were hauling water all day.
You must work with a wide variety of people working on the ranch and here in the store. Tell me about that.
What do you mean?
Well, you must work with different types of people on the ranch and then here.
Well, I really don't have anyone at the ranch.
I mean, you need help there occasionally.
Well, yes. When I have to brand, you know, or vaccinate, I hire two or three people, you know, the horses. They help me.
Who do you hire? What type?
Well, there's people that know the work, you know.
Are there people here who do that as a profession?
No. They do something else, you know. But on Sundays they usually have a day off. But they know the work, you know.
And what about the people here?
What you mean?
Do you have regular employees here in the store here?
Regular employees?
Do these people ever work on your ranch or anything?
No, they just work here.